Okay, it's been more than 20 years since the Soviet Union collapsed, bringing an end to the Cold War. Today, some scholars see a cool war between the United States and China. The stakes are high for American industry, although they're much harder to see than they were in Cold War times. NPR's Elise Hugh explains.
The Cold War featured us versus them propaganda against the communist Soviet Union, like we saw in this 1950s government video.
In the background was the growing struggle between two great powers to shape the post-war world.
The Cold War with China is a lot more subtle. The Cold War taught young school children to duck and cover for fear of an atomic bomb.
He ducks and cover.
The Cool War is fought against American companies. It involves not bombs, but server space. And instead of secret agents wearing disguises, the Cool War is being waged by faceless hackers thousands of miles away. They break into vast data systems.
We're acting in a lot of ways as though we were at war.
Harvard's Noah Feldman is author of Cool War, The Future of Global Competition.
But at the same time, we're also trading with each other and cooperating with each other in a wide range of economic areas. And it's that strange combination of competition and cooperation that's a cool war.
This cool war is flaring up. A couple weeks ago, the U.S. brought its first ever charges against foreign government officials for cyber spying. So no dead drops in the night. We're talking spying by hacking, stealing information through computers. U.S. companies have become the targets and the middlemen in this war of nations. The Chinese have been hacking Westinghouse, U.S. Steel, and more than 60 American companies for half a decade, according to Attorney General Eric Holder.
The alleged hacking appears to have been conducted for no other reason than to advantage state-owned companies and other interests in China at the expense of businesses here in the United States.
The Chinese deny the charges, and this spring, leaked NSA documents showed the U.S. infiltrated Chinese telecom giant Huawei Technologies. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang reminded the public of that on state-owned CCTV.
It is known to the world that the U.S. has done in cyber spying and surveillance. On cybersecurity issues, we would like the whole world to judge who should be put on the defendant's stand legally and morally.
Okay, so the U.S. called out China for spying on American companies. The Chinese say the U.S. has been spying all along on their companies. China is now retaliating economically. It's requiring American tech firms like Cisco to go through cybersecurity vetting. Failure to pass could mean a ban. The Chinese have also banned Microsoft Windows in all government offices, claiming the operating system is stealing personal information.
It affects our lives as Americans in a wide range of ways that are not immediately obvious to us.
Feldman says, unseen as it may be, this cool war represents an ongoing power struggle with geopolitical consequences and plenty of present-day problems for American companies whose trade secrets are at stake.
It's a reminder to tech companies. Many of them already know this if they're big enough, that they need to keep their heads up and be aware that their data is not secure. And it's not just Big Brother Uncle Sam who's listening. It's also Beijing that's listening in.
A contest between two great powers happening quietly inside lines and lines of code. Elise Hugh, NPR News.